Now, our next speaker is Gus Tamburello. Gus is an 87 graduate with high honors at the University of Houston Law Center. While in law school, Gus wrote for the Houston Law Review, served as Chief Justice of the Honor Court, and won the Distinguished Service Award. He serves as an adjunct professor of law in the area of trusts and wills at the University of Houston Law Center. He is going to speak today on A House Divided, the Rights and Duties of Homesteaders, Life Tenants, Remaindermen, and Co-Tenants.
Okay, good morning. Normally I have, is the slide deck coming up? There we go, okay. Normally I usually have 45 minutes on this topic because it's so chock full of things, but we're gonna try to get through it and hit the highlights for you. And let me kind of set the context for what we're doing. Any of you who do, how many handle will contests? A smattering of you. And of course, even planners know that you're always planning with an eye toward, is this going to get contested, whatever. And then, of course, we all know we have situations where people don't do a will, right, and die intestate. There's two really classic scenarios for will contests. There's the surviving spouse who was not the parent of the children versus the children of the prior marriage. And then we have the siblings after the second parent dies. For some reason, the gloves seem to come off, you know, after the death of that second parent. Well, I set this up because if you think about it, then what we're talking about today has to do with homestead rights, life estates, co-tenancies. Well, you can see right away that the first scenario with a surviving spouse who may not be the children's mother sets up already a conflict as far as ownership of the house or the homestead. And the second sets up a situation where now the kids are all joint owners. So what do we do? So what we really have, let's start off just with a little background on what's a homestead. Well, we all kind of know the Constitution defines what a homestead is, and it's broken up between a rural homestead, which is a larger tract, you know, in a rural area, of course. And then, of course, we have the urban homestead, and that's all in your article. I don't want to spend a lot of time on that. Just know that a couple of things. There's different rules between whether someone is single or married. And secondly, you can't have both. And also, it's got to be attached to land. There's a case in your materials where someone tried to say a yacht was his homestead, and the court's like, no, I don't think so. So that's the homestead. But what I want to talk about is the probate homestead. And what we were really talking about initially is just the homestead right that anybody, any homeowner can exercise. This is very unique. A probate homestead arises as a matter of law if you have one of two things happen. You have a surviving spouse and/or you have a minor child. If you have a surviving spouse or minor child, this homestead right automatically vests at death. Some people have challenged, oh, well, she didn't go and ask the court to set it aside. Don't have to. It arises as a matter of debt. In fact, the probate court really has no jurisdiction over it. The court might be able to determine whether or not the right exists, but if it exists, that is outside of the purview of the probate court. And it's interesting because let's say it's a situation where daddy married, let's just say Barbie, late in life, and they had very little community property. And that house was clearly daddy's separate property. The homestead right, it doesn't matter. The spouse does not have to have that underlying ownership interest in order to have the homestead right. And the homestead right, you know, is really that right of occupancy, which is such a key right.